Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about learning, because it's that time of year. Most of the kids or people that are in school or on a regular basis or either have gone back to school or going to school probably this week. So, with that said, we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach.
You know, and we should say that even if you're not going to school, I think this program will be really helpful to you, because if you're out in the world, all the problems you have are usually connected to something that you can't learn. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Could be. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that. All right. Well, then with that said, Jason, I know we've talked a lot about an organic method of learning. What do you mean by that?
That the desire to learn is natural and organic to human beings, but the problems come when it's forced by using programming methods to teach and to make students learn.
Okay. So if it's so natural, why doesn't it happen easily? I'm talking about learning and, you know, being organic. Why doesn't it happen easily? There are so many people who struggle with learning and getting an education. Why is that?
Because of our methods to help people learn are always programming, and they create toxic negative energy as side effects, and those toxic side effects build up and interferes with education and the whole process.
Okay.
The programming approach to learning is toxic and has very significant side effects.
And what are some of those side effects, Jason?
Well, to give you an understanding of that, and I want to talk about the list of side effects in just a minute.
Okay.
But I remember when I was in the Army, they were always all the Army classes were really well organized. They always told you what you were going to learn, what the objective was, how they were going to test you at the end to determine if you achieved that objective, you know, and it was very well laid out, very organized, and they were always boring. And I remember, you know, I got hooked on caffeine when I was in the Army, because it's the only way I could survive any sort of Army classes, you know, because you're supposed to sit there and absorb the information in the time process that they would give you. And I did okay with all that, but I saw there were people that just literally fell out, that were otherwise very talented, that just couldn't do it in the way that the Army wanted you to do it. That's part of. So we were talking about blocks to learning.
Okay.
You know, whether it's math, science, or spelling, you know, if you're forced to do something, that creates a block right there. You know, when you're forced and you don't do it correctly, then you feel dumb. You don't say, hey.
Wait a minute. If you don't do it their way.
Exactly.
Learn it their way.
Now, to be fair, I could never imagine a soldier standing up to a drill sergeant saying, hey, drill sergeant, you're not doing it the right way. That wouldn't work out well for that.
No, it wouldn't. And
you know, but that would just create more shaming, which creates more guilt and blocks to learning, feeling dumb and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to say, and I think this is relevant to learning, but they used to say that any drill sergeant could make a PhD look stupid. And it's true, you know.
I don't know if I ever heard you say that before. That's interesting. So, okay. So I have a little story about this. One of our daughters, she had a boyfriend, and she and the boyfriend were into, this is years ago, they were into fast, hot, loud cars. And obviously I'm not. And they were at his house, his family's house, the boyfriend's house. And they were having problems with something, and the grandpa came out into the garage or wherever it was that they were trying to figure something out. And he said, "What's the problem?" And they basically knew, you know, that either the sound or whatever wasn't right. So something was wrong. And he said, "Well, it's this, this, and this." Obviously, he had some experience. And he said, "You need to do this, 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 and that." And then turned around and walked away. And my daughter said to her boyfriend, "Wait a minute, I didn't get the part about the, and I'm going to go ask grandpa." And the boyfriend grabbed a hold of her arm and said, no, never do that, because he will yell and tell you that you're really, really stupid because you didn't get everything when he said it the first time.
And what's implicit in this is that if you feel stupid anyways,
yeah,
because most people can't get it the first way, and he,
or the first time,
and he delivers it in a certain way that may be intentionally confusing.
Well, or not intentionally confusing, because I want to put this out there and make sure everybody gets this. None of us, I don't care who you are, we do not learn the same way as the next guy. We just don't, because we're all unique. And that's a, in a form of given, of course. But the truth is, some of us, or a major amount of us, can learn a certain way, but then there's that 5, 10, 7% that cannot.
And all those things are blocks to learning. They're all
exactly,
energies.
Exactly.
You know, but if, you know, shaming or making you feel stupid, mm-hmm, or feeling stupid, whether someone makes you or not, is a huge block to any type of learning.
Well, I have another, just a little something else about that story. When I first met Jason's daughter, when I first met her, she was fascinated because I could cook, and she would come into the kitchen and talk to me, but she wouldn't do anything
or even ask questions.
She just observed. And I mean, I knew that she was doing that. And by the way, her natural inclination about anything is to ask questions. It's who she is. But because of this incident that she'd had, and maybe some others, she stopped asking questions.
Because she felt stupid.
Exactly.
She didn't want to be embarrassed.
Exactly. And so anyway, so it took me a little while, it wasn't very long, that I figured out that she was fascinated by cooking. So I started talking to her about what I was doing. And I talked to her about it, you know, in little shifts and pieces of each little thing that I was doing. Her cooking today is above and beyond amazing, excellent, and yum. That's all I can say. And I have to say, I figured out, because I had been doing the clearing and using the ecosystem approach, that she just needed to see it from a different perspective.
And now she tries things.
Oh,
you know,
amazing.
And she,
amazing.
Just she takes
amazing
chances, and mm-hmm, and that's an indication. So blocks to learning, mm-hmm, shaming is a big one, or and making you feel dumb or stupid.
And it creates hopelessness.
It creates hopelessness, a lack,
yes,
of confidence.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lack of confidence about specific topics.
Exactly.
You know, are all energies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the, you know, so what is, you know, what's a natural way to learn?
Wait a minute. I know this one.
Okay,
I know it.
Okay.
We all naturally are very curious about this, that, or the other. We might not be curious about everything, but we're curious. And curiosity is the natural fuel for learning. It's amazing.
It's we call it learning lubrication.
Exactly.
Because when you're curious, you know,
by the way, which is an energy.
Which is an energy. And
positive.
If you're not curious, it's usually blocked.
Uh-huh.
And curious makes learning fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes it come alive. I remember in the Army, all the topics were really interesting But then the Army had a way of making every single interesting topic really boring.
Dull and boring.
Because they had to control it, make it organized, and it was, curiosity, you know, is a natural way to make something interesting. And the barriers to that is what we need to clear.
Exactly.
Shame, unworthiness, fears, anxieties, judgment, clear those things.
Well, I want to bring up something that's obvious to me, but Sesame Street made a fortune by making learning fun. Fun and musical and from a different perspective instead of, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, they did these visual things and these musical things that were astounding and amazing.
They really were. But the other thing is, and it's, you don't think of it this way, but because they were doing it from home, chances are that's where they felt the most secure and they had their basic needs met. And, you know, for kids to learn that you have to have your basic needs met. Mm-hmm. It's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic. You have to get those things down, and they need to feel secure in order for them to feel safe enough to take a risk and learn something. Mm-hmm. You know, frenzy and distractibility for kids or even adults are based on fears and anxieties, and those can be cleared. And then a short attention span, is also fears, insecurities, pain, hurts, shame.
And judgments.
Yes. And one last point.
Okay.
Our whole system is geared toward learning stuff before we need to. Mm. So when you're in second grade, you may be learning something you don't use until you get out of high school or college.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to help you very much. Mm. And some of that stuff you build on the math.
Right.
But most math you don't even use until you get out of college or out of high school. You know, so the whole education system is contrived and unnatural. And that really squelches any sort of learning.
Okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Learning is natural and organic to human beings. Mm-hmm. Barriers to learning are energies that can be cleared. Mm-hmm. It is natural to learn things that are necessary, but it's unnatural to learn things that aren't. And that curiosity is a natural way to activate the desire to learn and is like learning lubrication.
And I can't resist this comment. I sure wish I could tell that to my second grade teacher now. Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about common learning disabilities and other blocks to learning. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on transformationtalkradio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about common learning disabilities and other blocks to learning. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what's the biggest block to learning?
It's stress.
Stress? What do you mean?
Of course, there's many reasons that cause stress, and the specifics are important.
Okay.
But any situation that's stressful creates a block to learning. Now, you know, stress is a euphemism or a catch-all phrase that right. covers all sorts of things.
Okay. So for all those people who struggle with learning or have a learning disability, is there something that they all have in common?
I want to reframe it for you just really quickly.
Okay.
The things that people with a learning disability have in common or just struggle to learn in the normal way is that they resist or refuse to be programmed to learn.
Hmm.
And our current system uses programming methods for learning. And if you or a loved one doesn't learn well in that conventional system, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
Resisting... to me is an indication of a certain form of evolution that you know at the core of your being, at your essence, that you shouldn't be taught that this way. It should be a different way. So if you haven't done well, I just want to say to you, hey, we think that if you haven't done well in school, you're the least among us, and the best among us do well in school and get degrees and PhDs and
correct.
And academic accolades, but that's not necessarily true at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the ecosystem approach is the way to uncover your ability to learn. And it's frankly, it's natural to human beings to resist being programmed.
Oh, okay. So what causes these disabilities, these learning disabilities?
Okay, and I know, I just want to say this first before I answer that, but, you know, if you're dealing with a child or you have a significant learning disability, it affects your whole life.
Yes, it does.
So this is what I want to say. All learning disabilities are negative energies that can be cleared.
Hmm.
Now, to be fair, if you have something that's autistic, for example, those are negative energies that can be cleared, but they're really deep-seated, and they could take some time to be cleared.
Okay.
But they're still energies, and they can be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these learning barriers are called neurological problems, you know, whether it's autism or ADHD or whatever. But usually the reason for those conditions are unknown. And mm-hmm. even when you prescribe drugs for some of those conditions, ADD or ADHD, they don't remove the negative energy. They disrupt them. So they don't cure or manage. And we know that because we're intuitive, we can see those energies.
Okay. So, I'm going to bring up a story right now. I have been working with one of my clients and her family for, I think we figured it out, it was about 15 years. And she has a her son. She and her husband adopted this young man, or I should say this little boy. And but his birth parents were both drug addicted. And they knew that they were going to be faced with challenges because of it. I mean, those are, you know, I don't know exactly what the statistics are, but I know that they're there. And so we started way back when I met them, and we started clearing this this little boy's, by the way, he'd hate it if I called him a little boy to his face. Anyway.
Well, he's a teenager now.
Yeah, he's a teenager and he's well over 6 foot. So yeah, yes.
Teenagers hate everything you say anyway. So.
That's true. Anyway, but we have cleared him. We have used the ecosystem approach on him even before he actually started school. And so my point being, first off, he's getting ready to graduate. I think he might have one more year left. And he has all of these amazing, amazing abilities. He is a fantastic pianist. And he also is, he loves to play, of course, you know, he's right at the age, play video games. But he doesn't just play video games, which he does. But what he does is he wants to know, how do you make that video game? How do you do this? How do you do that? He is fascinated by it.
And his natural curiosity. Yes.
Natural curiosity. And fortunately, his parents have been able to help him with that. Now, I admit the other stuff that he's had to deal with learning, we have had to do a lot of clearing using the ecosystem approach to help him with this. But I guarantee you, this kid has come out above and beyond better than he would have if he had never had the ecosystem approach.
Well, and here's one of the main things to understand about learning disabilities. It has to do with that 80% that we talked about with our discovery series, where we discovered that as human beings come in and as babies, that 80% of their essence is encumbered with negative energy. Mm-hmm. And what Patricia's been working on with this child or this teenager now has been that 80%.
Exactly.
And that's why these learning disabilities were not because he went to school, he was programmed wrong or whatever, but because he had it already at birth. And that's very common.
Well, we call that a lineage.
A lineage.
Yes.
And those are energies that can be cleared.
And by the way, it's been amazing some of the things we found. In fact, I just want to bring up a specific about it. The lineage was that both of his parents, I'm talking birth parents, had that they could not conform to society and they could not conform to regular learning.
Well, exactly. And I'm sure that has something to do with the fact that they were both drug addicted.
Well, that's exactly right.
You know, and what's interesting about this is that, and I just want to say this about the ecosystem approach, is that a lot of people do energy work, whether it's Reiki or yoga, also maybe a meditation, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But what the ecosystem approach can do is not only do we do clearing constantly and continuously, but the specific part here becomes really magical.
Right.
Because as we clear away the layers, you start to see, you know, the story of what's contained in that 80%, which is the lineage that Patricia was talking about.
Well, and I'm going to bring up, it's not exactly the lineage, but I'm going to bring up, you know, something that happened to me as a child. I've always been very creative in that sort of thing. And my mother was this artist. She was a portrait artist and she was amazing. But for some reason, I wasn't allowed to have anything to do with it. And it was the second grade. And thank you very much, Miss Joy. I do appreciate all that you did for me. And she was showing the class how to draw fish using crayons. And she was very, very creative. And, you know, and I was fascinated. And so I did this picture and it had to do with color and all of these things. And I did this fish and I did it so well that, I mean, she actually put my picture on the board. I mean, you know, it stayed there and, you know, it was just amazing. And I finally...
Her teacher acknowledged her talent.
She did. And so I finally got to take the picture home and show my mother. I was just so proud of this. And she looked at the picture and she goes, "Oh, that's nice." And she took the piece of paper that the picture was on, and she threw it away. She just tossed it.
Tossed it aside.
It broke my heart. And the bottom line is it wasn't until the ecosystem approach came along for me that I actually started to uncover all of this talent with drawing and photography and, well, even more cooking and all of these things. I let it stay stale and stagnant because she shamed me so bad that day. I mean, for me to remember something like that from the second grade, you would think, wow, you know, that's kind of interesting. But my point is that she shamed me to the point of where I couldn't do anything. I was paralyzed to do anything with art.
And there was a lineage because the reason her mother didn't encourage her because her mother was jealous of her.
Yes.
And didn't want competition for her art.
Yes.
And it wasn't conscious to her. That was part of her lineage.
Right.
And, you know, and... those things can be uncovered with the ecosystem approach. It's a whole different way of thinking about the world.
Exactly. So,
and you know, I know that people with learning disabilities, the pain, the suffering that happens as a result of those is unimaginable. And if you have a child who's autistic or has these types of challenges, you have to spend a lot of time. You have to fight for them. You have to mm-hmm. advocate for them. And it's very, very difficult. But this is actually a solution. Most of the solutions out there now aren't really solutions. They just...
They're Band-Aids.
They're Band-Aids. And getting to the root with the specificness can be very, very effective.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Stress is the biggest barrier to learning, but it can be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
All learning disabilities are energies and can be cleared. The more specific you are when you do clearing for learning, the more effective learning will be, whether it's for disabilities or any kind of learning.
Exactly.
And then the negative energies attached to essence creates learning disabilities.
That's that 80% you're talking
yes.
about, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I was being clear about it. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about actual things you can do right now for better learning in spite of our programming environment. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about actual things you can do right now for better learning in spite of our programming environment. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, so we've been talking about how toxic and unnatural it is to learn in a programming environment. Is it hopeless? What can we do right now to help ourselves learn better, even if we're already in a programming environment?
The ecosystem approach is always practical and works really well in a programming environment. Hmm. And that seems like a contradiction, but it's not. It actually offers some real advantages over others who just use programming methods.
Okay. So, all right, I'm confused. You say that programming is toxic, but the ecosystem approach gives you an advantage in a programming environment. Now that is a better said and a real contradiction, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach seeks to restore you to a more natural state, but most of that change is internal. So as you're externally in a programming environment, if you change what's on the inside, it'll help you learn better. We've all been programmed to learn in a certain way, but additional capabilities come from clearing the energies that get in your way to give you a real advantage.
All right. Give me an example.
So let's say your boss gives you and a rival a project to learn about another company and then give a proposal in a short deadline. No, so you have two people and you're under a deadline and you have to get this done. You have to learn something about this other company and then be creative and create a proposal.
Okay.
If you don't know anything about the ecosystem approach, chances are what you would do is you work late hours, burn midnight oil, maybe stay up all night and push yourself and do whatever you could to learn about this company as quickly as possible and then try and force yourself to be creative.
Okay.
Of course, if you were using the ecosystem approach, what you would do is the first thing you'd do is clear the overwhelming anxiety
about it all,
about having to get it done a certain time.
Right.
And then as you started to learn about this company, just clear the things that come up that block you from learning.
Well, things like fear this isn't a good idea, or fear that you're not going to come up with the best idea, or
yes, the competition that kind of with your rival.
Exactly.
You're not going to get that promotion because mm-hmm. the other guy's going to look better. Mm-hmm. All those things, just keep clearing them.
Okay.
And then as you have blocks to your creativity when you're doing the proposal, clear those things.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy's using the programming approach, which is far less effective, and you're using this approach.
And takes a lot more energy.
Yes. And now, I guarantee you, the best time to implement the ecosystem approach is today, right now, in this showtime, right, not waiting for that situation to happen.
Absolutely.
You know? And because if you think you can pull out the ecosystem approach and apply it to a specific situation, the truth is, it's a way to live. It's a way to view the world.
Right.
And it's cumulative.
And
so the longer you do it, the better off you are.
So in other words, simply said, start practicing today.
Exactly.
And you can learn to use it anywhere and everywhere you go and everywhere you are.
So, exactly. So if you're trying to learn how to learn, here's the first thing.
Okay.
Remove stress.
All right.
In order to remove stress, you have to know yourself. And real self-knowledge is the greatest help to help you find a natural way to engage in learning that's appropriate for you personally.
Okay.
Now, you already come in with this 80%, so you've already got a lot of blocks. Mm. You already know that you've got a lot of blocks. Just keep clearing those blocks. And then as they come up, as you're aware that they come up, then clear them. The other way, so removing stress is the first step. Cultivating curiosity. Mm. You know, you're naturally curious. So what's keeping me from being curious about this project, for example, or about cooking,
okay,
or about art? You know, what's keeping me from being curious about those things? Well, figure it out and clear the specifics.
Right.
Again, that's one of the big advantages to the ecosystem approach is that you can go in and see exactly, you know, for example, for Patricia, a second grader wouldn't understand this, but we know now that what sabotaged her, especially in terms of her art creativity, was her mother's jealousy. And her mother projected, and this is psychobabble, projected her insecurities and jealousy with her sister onto Patricia because she looked the most like her.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that part. Yeah, absolutely.
It acted the most like her. Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes. But, you know, the best thing is I did discover the ecosystem approach. And I have to tell you, it is, in, for lack of a better, another way to say it, it is in full bloom right now. And I am just having the time of my life doing things.
So the point is cultivate curiosity by clearing the barriers.
Right.
Then the third thing is making learning fun and non-threatening.
Mm.
You can spread it out, do it in small segments. That's what makes it fun.
Right.
The Army never made it fun. They always had to do it in their time schedule.
Of course.
And it was all or nothing. It was no halfway. You couldn't just dabble with it or enjoy it or any of that.
Right.
So making it fun and non-threatening, clear the barriers to your curiosity. So, or the barriers to making it fun.
Right.
You know, if you say, how do I make this fun? You know,
right.
I'm learning trigonometry. How do I make that fun?
Right.
You know, I hate math or I hate science. Well, clear the hate of it and see what's there.
Exactly. And by the way, you might actually find you might be interested in what you're trying to learn.
Exactly.
It's interesting. But you know, there's one major thing here. And by the way, I recommend anybody who's trying to learn something, this is one of the major things that needs to be cleared on a regular basis. It's called procrastination.
Oh, that's a biggie. And procrastination is an energy.
Right.
And that can be cleared. And usually that energy of procrastination comes from a fear or a block. You know, you fear of being judged, fear of being shamed.
Fear of being wrong.
Fear of failing.
Right.
You know, all those things. Mm-hmm. That's what procrastination is. So clear it.
Okay.
And the more you do it, the better off you are.
Well, and the other thing is that, and I'm going to ask the question so Jason can answer. Jason, what are the common programming methods that sabotage learning?
Okay. So we talked about how to learn, which is removing stress, cultivating curiosity, making learning fun and non-threatening, and then clearing the procrastination energy, you know. So common methods that sabotage that is kind of the opposite. Cramming, forcing yourself to learn, using study groups. Oh, this is a big one. Using a study group to hold you accountable. That's a buzzword. That's a buzzword today. That's a form of, I'm going to shame you.
Right.
I'm going to set myself up to let other people shame me if I don't do it right. And the idea is that it forces or motivates you. But the truth is, there's a part of you that hates it.
Well, and that's a true programming method.
And it will create a block.
Yes.
Because you, on one hand, you might say, well, I was successful with it. But on the other hand, it is not sustainable and it doesn't bring out the best of you.
Right. Because inevitably, you'll end up in a study group with someone that you don't like in the first place.
And that is uses that position to
exactly
to embarrass you, to shame you, to beat you up. Yes.
All right. So with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
When it's time to learn, clearing the specifics is the best thing you can do.
And starting today, when you reach something like that, it can be easier and smoother and less resistance.
Yes, start today.
Start today.
The ecosystem approach is very useful, even if you are in a programming culture and environment.
Mm-hmm.
clear the barriers so you can find a way to enjoy what you have to learn.
Okay.
And forcing yourself to learn something always takes the fun out of learning and is very sabotaging.
Hmm.
Remember that, parents. Okay.
Yes. All right. So, Jason, let's take that time right now to explain to everyone out there how we actually do the ecosystem approach. And
here we go.
There you go.
So for clearing, we're going to do that starting in the next segment. Just you don't have to be in a special posture. Just use your mind's eye, your imagination. And as we say, and to eliminate, or and then we'll tell a verb, veils and illusions, a certain emotion,
anger,
barriers,
yes,
blocks. Just gather that up in your body. Blow it into an imaginary trash can. Mm-hmm. And if there's a trash can where you are, blow it into that. If you're driving or something, you know, use your mind's eye, do it in your imagination, and then we'll go on to the next thing.
Okay. And then what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force, the most powerful energy ever. And it is, we're going to, in a way, reverse the process. We're going to call in life force energy. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head by using our imagination. Pull it in through the top of our head. Let it go all the way down our body, our arms, our legs, to the tips of our toes. I like to turn it around. And any negative energy that's left over, blow it into the trash can. And then we'll do some more. So, by the way, we see this as clear, pure light. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you to get started learning anything you want to right now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month
at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you get started to learn anything you want right now. We're going to use the ecosystem approach, and we're going to do some clearing. Jason?
You know, if you want to use the ecosystem approach, here it is. It's free. Just follow along with us. You know, blow that stuff into a trash can, and we'll start with the first one. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the barriers for learning that is unique to me. Gather up all those veils and illusions in your body.
Take a breath.
Blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see, I can clear any blocks to my learning. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that if I'm not good in math or I'm not good with music or whatever it is, that that's the way it is, and it's hopeless, when that's not true. If you think that you're not good in math or not good in music, it is absolutely not true. And we just have to clear the energy that's blocking you.
Right.
So take a breath. You know, I guess I should say while we're doing this, it doesn't mean that everybody has the same talent and ability for everything.
Not at all.
We're all very unique, but most of those blocks are energies that, you know, you may not be a great musician, but you're able to do music one way or the other. And usually it's a block that keeps you from it, or whether it's art or math.
All or reading.
Things. Yes.
Or anything.
I think the biggest problem with math is that it's contrived. You know, people understand, why do I need to use this?
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, I believe that. And I'm just going to put in, I didn't really learn to use math and understand it until I actually started cooking. And I saw how much I needed it and to understand it.
So here we go.
Okay.
And to eliminate all the veils and illusions so I can see the motivation for me to learn the things I need to in a
and
way
I
that,
want to.
And I want to. Take a breath.
And eliminate the barriers so I can see that learning to learn affects everything in my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all my limitations, rules, and insecurities that keep me from learning whatever I need to learn. Gather up all those limitation rules and insecurities, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the false belief that I'm bad at certain things and it's just the way I am, when the truth is, that is not the truth at all. Give yourself a chance.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from giving myself a chance because of the programming that's keeping me from learning or figuring out maybe it's something I don't really need to learn, but you need to be able to give yourself that chance. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that clearing can change the barriers to any type of learning. Gather up those barriers and blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate any fears, worries, anxieties I have about learning something new, and to eliminate feeling stupid. Take a breath. And to eliminate all the rules and the programmings that I've collected through the years that say, yep, I'm just stupid and it's all hopeless, when the truth is, that's not the truth at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling like I'm a victim to the fears and worries about learning.
Excellent. Breathe.
Take a breath.
and to eliminate the anger and frustration I have about things I need to learn but feel blocked. Clear those blocks and the anger and frustration. Take a breath. Blow it out. Jason.
And to eliminate the old false programming about what I can or cannot do.
And cannot learn.
Yes. Take a breath.
I want to just do one more and to eliminate all of the blocks that are keeping me stuck, feeling stupid and feeling unworthy because I feel stupid. I release and let go that stuck and stupid and unworthy. It does not serve me. And the truth is, I'm still here. I can keep learning. Take a breath. Blow it out. You ready to activate some life force, Jason? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can have the confidence to know I can learn anything by clearing. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that removing negative energy can help me learn anything. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to know that I'm in charge of my learning and I can learn anything I want to.
And have fun doing it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the blocks to my hope that are keeping me from giving myself permission to use the ecosystem approach starting today so I can start learning whatever I want to learn. Ride a horse, learn math, play a guitar, you know, whatever it is that you might be fascinated by. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and be peaceful and have hope and love, love of myself, love of what's around me, starting right now, today. Take a breath. Let it go all the way in through the top of your head, all the way through your body, tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energy that's left. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about the 9/11 attack.
What?
You know, it's the anniversary of 9/11. It'll be 2 days from then. Our next show is 9/9. But we're going to talk about a unique experience we had with the souls of the victim of the attack and how we have a relationship with those same souls now. And we'll talk a little bit about life and death and how it all works and who gets chosen to die one day and who not. You know,
It's kind of interesting.
It's going to be a fascinating show.
Yes.
Please tune in for that.
Okay. And by the way, I don't know anybody who has this understanding or this perspective that we're going to talk about next week. Please join us. So if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you want to start using the ecosystem approach starting today, if you did the clearings with us, you started already. So all you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. Every week we have clearings in there, mm-hmm. a little bit of the backstory of our radio show for this particular topic. And then we have clearings. So you can do it constantly and consistently and very specifically. And all you have to do is go to our website, go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address. And it's free. And you're going to get started right away. So go do that right now. Go sign up for our newsletter.
What?
And also go like us on Facebook.
Yes. Oh, and he likes to be liked on Facebook.
I do. Yes. We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook. So just type in livinglighter.org in the search tab and like us.
Well,
and leave a comment if you'd like.
And the other thing I'd like to say is, at livinglighter.org. You can also go to the radio tab and listen to past shows, which if you have any curiosity about us, it's a really good way to figure out what it is we do. So if you really want to have your ecosystem work better, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. It will feel like magic because it is so uncommon today. To do that, you have to sign up for our newsletter, which we just talked about. So with that said, don't forget, we're here every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.